The session is called to order. As agreed, this morning, we will first of all take the motion filed by the defense for the transfer and the protection of detained witnesses. I will immediately give the floor to Mr. Changai to make an oral presentation of his motion. We have it in writing. We already have it in writing. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Your Honours, I filed a motion, this motion before this tribunal asking for the transfer to Arusha and the protection of a number of witnesses who are held in custody at the moment in Rwanda. I would first of all like to state that the Office of the Prosecutor has disclosed to the defense statements made by many prosecution witnesses, and many of these witnesses have been mentioned. They have also appeared before your tribunal. The defense has realized that some witnesses were not mentioned by the prosecutor. We also realized that the prosecutor does not intend to make them appear before this tribunal. We simply want to take appropriate and relevant measures with regard to Rule 28 of the Rules of Procedure and Evidence, which provides the prosecutor shall inform the defense as soon as possible of the existence of evidence available to it which may exculpate partially or wholly the accused, or which could impair the prosecution evidence, unquote. We think that in this system where there is no judge which cross-examines for the prosecution and the defense, it is the duty of the prosecution to provide to the defense information that may exculpate or inculpate partially the accused. From the moment we realize that the prosecution does not intend to mention the witnesses, we thought it was our duty to use the relevant provisions of Rule 78 of the Rules of Procedure and Evidence. In the interest of witnesses, I will not mention their names, which I already mentioned in my motion. I am saying that these witnesses referred to at the moment are held in the prisons of Rwanda, and the law, Rule 90 of the Rules of Procedure and Evidence enables the tribunal to order the appearance of these witnesses, and I respectfully ask the tribunal to apply this rule. I will also ask that I should be granted that these witnesses benefit from the provisions of the rules of procedure and evidence. These are the comments, Mr. President, which I wanted to make in asking you to grant my motion. Thank you. I will give the floor to the prosecution to comment on these observations.
Your Honors, we have no opposition to the defense request. Thank you.
Thank you, Prosecutor. The tribunal would now deliver its decision. Considering that by a motion filed this day, the counsel of the accused, Jean-Paul Akayesu, requests the chamber to order the transfer to Arusha of witnesses whose names have been mentioned in the motion, who at the moment are detained in Rwanda. Considering that for the defense, these witnesses may be for the accused of some importance because their statements may be of a nature as to exculpate partially or in whole the accused, or in any case could impair the prosecution evidence. Whereas on this request, the prosecutor has stated that he's not opposed to the said request. After having deliberated thereon, whereas pursuant to Rule 90A-B of the Rules of Procedure and Evidence, anybody detained as a witness on the orders of the tribunal will be temporarily transferred to the UNDF, provided that he will return at the end of the deadline fixed by the tribunal. Whereas, according to paragraph B of the said rule, the order to transfer can be issued only under the following conditions. One, the presence of the detained witness is not necessary on the state of the, on the territory of the country where the person is detained. Secondly, that his transfer is not likely to extend the duration of his detention as provided or as required by the state requested. Whereas, by letter forwarded to the tribunal, the Minister of Justice of Rwanda, I think the letter that I've given to the interpreter should be translated. We don't have it, Mr. President. We are working off the cuffs. Don't give the names.
There's no English translation.
Okay. Okay.
You have to put it on record.
So you continue with the 2 points only, with the first and second points.
It's not necessary to interpret in English. I cannot
speak. We'll do one thing. The interpreter in English will of the English booth will read in English and you will interpret into French. Is that possible? The Ministry of Justice, in fulfillment of requirements of Rule 90 bis, the Rules of Procedure and Evidence of the ICTR, confirms that the above-named suspects currently detained at the Taba Commune Cachot will not be required for any criminal proceedings in Rwanda for a period of 2 months from the date hereof, that their transfer to Arusha will not exceed the period of their detention in Rwanda. Now, these are the two conditions provided for in Rule 90 bis, and as soon as they are fulfilled, it will be possible to order the transfer of the persons mentioned above to the detention facility of the tribunal, provided that at the end of the deadline fixed by the tribunal, they will be returned to Rwanda. This time limit will not exceed 2 months, period during which Rwandan courts will not need the above-mentioned persons. It is also necessary for the chamber to respond to the defense's motion, that these persons be cited before the tribunal and that they be protected, in particular that the right to anonymity, their right to anonymity be respected. That right provides that such persons, their identity should not be disclosed to the public and the media, and that they should not be photographed, filmed, or be the subject of a sketch during their presence within the premises of the tribunal. The defense also proposes that certain pseudonyms be ascribed to each of these witnesses. These pseudonyms will be used during court hearings. The names attached to the pseudonyms will be included in the decisions to be communicated to the parties. On these grounds, the Chamber of the Tribunal orders the transfer of the persons referred to above to the UN detention facility in Arusha on the proviso that they will be returned within a time limit of 2 months fixed by the tribunal. Orders the registrar to request the Rwandan authorities to transfer the suspects, and that pursuant to Rule 90 bis paragraph D, to ensure that the transfer takes place under good conditions, including their detention in the detention facility in Arusha. It is so decided, done in Arusha, 30 October 1997. I think the date is 31 October, not 30 October. Council Tianga, I give you the floor. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Bring in witness KK. Good morning, witness KK. I will give the floor to the defense for the cross-examination of the witness. Counsel, you have the floor. Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, madam. Good evening. Since how many years do you know Mr. Akayesu? I do not know for how long I have known him, apart from the fact that I used to see him when he was teaching at the Romera School. I also knew him when he was our buckmaster. What was the nature of the relationship existing between you and Mr. Akayesu? We were not neighbors. I am a native of a place very close to the Bureau Communal, below a hill. Are you also a native of Taba? Yes. How many children had you? 9 children. How many of them are still alive? Only 2. Only 2. If I understand you very well, the others died during the events. Yes. What is the age of the children who are still surviving? One of them is a young man who is about 22 years old. The other is a girl of 14 years. Where were these 2 children when their brothers and sisters were being killed? One of them took refuge in the prefecture of Kigali, in the home of his paternal aunt. Later on, I had to leave the commune because houses were searched, and anyone who hit someone was asked to pay a fine. Therefore, I had to go with the others to seek refuge in the Bugoba sector. Orders were given for houses to be searched. Houses were searched, and when they were found, they were thrown into a river. And the child who survived was able to survive because she did not drown. She spent 2 days in the river, and a benefactor came and pulled her out of there. And I saw her only after the war. Did your daughter know how to swim? No, she did not know how to swim. It is as if God was performing a miracle. And if she did not know how to swim, how could she survive for 2 days on the river? I am saying that she did not know how to swim. We're not living close to a river. She was a young child. It is those who were older than her who died. Does she know other children who were thrown in the river and who were able to survive? I hear some of them witnessing in churches, and some of them talk about the miracles that God performed for them. But I do not know their names. You stated that you took refuge in the Bureau Communal. How many days did this happen after the president's plane crashed? We heard of the plane crash the following day, and people started getting divided. And when a Hutu looked at a Tutsi, it was with an evil eye, and people started moving about with traditional weapons. People started looting our property, and we sought refuge on the hills. They destroyed houses and ate our cows, and we spent the night on the hill. It is the following day that we took refuge in our commune. You took refuge in your commune from 8 April. I do not remember the date. The accident took place on the 6th of April. You were informed of the accident on the 7th, and you are saying that it is the following day you went to the Bureau Communal. That means that it is on the 8th. We spent the night on the hill. We reached the commune, but this was after having spent the night on the hill. On that date, had killings already started in Taba? Killings had not yet started in Taba. Did killings begin in the neighboring communes? Killings had started in the Runda commune because there are people who sought refuge from that commune in our commune. And those who were Tutsis were killed there. And why did killings did not begin in the Taba commune? I do not know the reason. The inhabitants of Taba, did they not organize themselves to defend themselves against the Interahamwes? I did not see that. It is the Buckmaster who heads the commune. If he had been able to stop the Interahamwe who were killing, he would have imprisoned some of them. I think in that case they would not have undertaken killings. And he had the power among the people he was heading or leading. He never left the commune for us to say that the killings took place in his absence. He escaped like any other person escaped. After the government in place now took power. That is why We felt that he did nothing good for us. And all of this happened in his presence. Can you give me a single example of where a Buckmaster has been able to prevent killings in his commune? I do not know of any place where that happened, but what I saw and what I know is that he gave orders. Thank you, says the council. There were many. All those who were Tutsis at the Taba commune sought refuge at the Bureau Communal. And when they learned that they were going to be killed, those who were able to take another direction were able to survive. But since there were roadblocks almost everywhere, some of them fell on the roadblocks and were killed there and then. How many days did you spend at the Bureau Communal? Very often I went to the Bureau Communal and I told you that I am a native of an area which is very close to the Bureau Communal. So very often I strolled around that area in the hope that I will hear the Buckmaster say killings should stop. I was waiting for this to happen, but it never happened. But since I had no house to live in, I was watching over the place where I had hidden my children, and I was strolling very close to the Bureau Communal to see whether the Buckmaster could be of any use to us. But this never happened. Nothing happened to bring the killings to an end. On the contrary, killings continued until the meeting that I talked to you about was held. And those who were hidden or who were kept in hiding places by other persons, others were given that those persons should be sought, as nobody was involved in farming. The burgomaster was no longer working in his office. Everybody were involved in killing. You mean to say the burgomaster was involved in killing? Yes, he was moving about everywhere looking for people. And even a person who had taken refuge in another commune, somebody went to look for him there. And they came back singing, saying that they had killed that person. Is that? I am talking about Akayesu, the burgomaster. Can you give a name? Can you give the name of somebody whom Akayesu went to kill in a neighboring commune? Somebody called Rukunda Kuvuga. That person comes from which commune? He comes from the Taba commune. In which commune was that person killed? That person was killed in the Taba commune after he had been brought from where he had sought refuge. He was killed in a forest very close to a road coming from Gachura Genge. It was a forest which was above the place where he was living. In which commune was that person located? In the Kayenzi commune. Sometimes they came with Interahamwes from Musambira, and they helped them in the killings. Do you know the name of the burgomaster of Kayenzi? No, I did not know him. But they came saying that they had located the person in the Kayenzi commune. Where did you hide your children? First of all, I hid them in my house. But since this was very close to the bureau commune, where there was a lot of intensive searching, I hid them in sorghum fields, because anybody in whose house they were found or they would be found had to pay a fine or his house destroyed, and his cows would also be taken away, and these cows would be given as a compensation to the Interahamwes who were killing. And each peasant who took the trouble of hiding a Tutsi preferred driving the Tutsi away, because we couldn't hear the interpreter very well. You spent several days at the Bureau Communal. What were you living on? The people where I was born gave me food to eat, and I gave some of the food to the children. And when the search started, as I told you, I could no longer find food. When people saw us, they drove us away. We lived in sorghum fields. And where there were sweet potatoes, I dug them up. And before the death of my children, I gave them these raw potatoes for food. If I tell you that they died in an atrocious manner because they were also very hungry. Were your children killed or did they die of hunger? I told you that they were thrown into a river while I was in another sector. This was after this meeting. There was a search, an extraordinary search, and even someone hidden in a hole was located. You said a lot about the Interahamwes. How many Interahamwes were there at the Bureau Communal? The Interahamwes were many. Because all the peasants had received instructions to kill. And even if they were not members of the Interahamwe, they also undertook killing. And even if you had to put people in prison, you wouldn't know who to imprison and who to leave out. Because even mothers undertook killing. How do you distinguish Interahamwes from the other killers? There were political parties in our country. There were Interahamwes. It was said that there were members of the MRND party. There was the MDR. And other political parties whose names I do not remember. All of this has changed. They changed the MDR into power, MDR power. All the peasants, when the peasants heard what the Tutsis were going to do after the country must have been taken over by the Inkotanyis, they all undertook killing. And we saw that they were killers, but without as much saying that they were Interahamwes. The Interahamwes came together. The word Interahamwe means coming together. But they changed this name because they use a name to kill. That is why you cannot say who exactly were the Interahamwes and or what Interahamwe was, but would instead say that there was a lot of killing in Rwanda. It is not a single party that did that did the killings. Everybody was involved because it was thought that when the Tutsis were going to take over the country, they were going to harm those people. The heart of the mind of each Rwandan changed. The person with whom you shared food, and even the person from whom you asked for drinking water, thought that you were hiding something from him, and that what you were hiding was that the Tutsis were going to kill the Hutus. They therefore got angry. They started spreading rumors, saying that when the Inkotanyis caught someone, they opened the person's stomach. It was said that the Inkotanyis, when they sought refuge, they were Tutsis, and that they were now struggling to return to the country in order to kill all the Hutus so that the country should be populated only by the Tutsis. Do you know Mr. Ruhugu Gamasiril? Could you repeat the name, Council? Mr. Ruhugu Gamasiril. He was our Member of Parliament. Was he also a member of the Interahamwe?
Rugama was an Interahamwe. Because among the orders that were given during the meeting, there were which concerned him, coming from him. I told you that he gave orders saying that we are telling you to kill. He's telling them to kill the Tutsis, but they are not exterminating them. Yet, the Inkotanyis have captured the country and are inside the country. And when they come, they open people up, Hutus up, and before killing them, they torture them. And if you don't do it quickly, when they come, I will go and jump into the Nyamurongo River. I do not know his political party. I only know that he was a member of parliament. I saw that he had a big role in the meeting.